98.1 KZE. It's a couple minutes after 4 o'clock on your Tuesday afternoon, and I am fortunate enough to have company yet again. Lara Hope, welcome back to the studio.
Hello, my friend. Nice to be here. Nice to see you.
Yeah, when's the last time you were here?
It's been quite a while. I honestly cannot remember the last time.
I have a vision of you and Matt being here at some point, playing some kind of Gold Hope duo set.
Okay, it's probably like a year or two ago, though.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely to see you here.
I always love coming to Red Hook.
And you've got two things to promote today. You're playing at Hardscrabble Day here in beautiful Red Hook, which is the weekend of the 23rd. So not this coming weekend, but next weekend.
Yep. We'll be there with the full band, Lara Hope and the Arctones. I know there's music and family activities throughout the whole day. I know we're kind of towards the end of the night, which is still pretty early, I think around 7 p.m. or something. And I've been hearing about Hardscrabble Day for years, so I'm excited to finally get a chance to hang out and perform.
It's super fun. Any like block party type concert, show, festival, party, whatever you want to call it, is always such a blast.
Absolutely. And I'm just trying to squeeze out these, you know, last weeks of warm weather that I can play outside and soak up the sun, as Sheryl Crow would say.
She would. And then, of course, O Positive is coming up, our favorite weekend of the year over in Kingston.
Yes, it is. It's going to be, I feel like we say this every year, but it's going to be our best year yet. and truthfully, I do say that for a number of reasons. One, we might have the most bands we've ever had. We have 53 bands this year.
Now, how does that work? How do you continue to grow the number of bands? Is it because you're also growing the number of spaces?
A lot of it has to do with the capacity of the clinic. Mm-hmm. So it's honestly, it's like there's 53 bands, but a lot of them are solo or duo. So, you know, if we had more bands that had seven people in it, we wouldn't be able to take as many acts.
Yeah.
So it's really about for the folks out there who might not know, the mission of O Positive is to exchange art and music for healthcare. So all of the artists and musicians that are participating over the course of the weekend are going to have access to healthcare via our pop-up clinic that we set up. And I'm talking everything from dentistry, which that does happen in office, not in the walk-up clinic,
but probably for the
dentistry,
best.
Optometry, dermatology, chiropractic, acupuncture, body work, mental health services, the list goes on. So we want to make sure that we don't overbook so that everyone that participates, that clinic can handle them.
Yeah.
So the number changes. But yeah, so this year, you know, we have a songwriter stage where there's like six acts and everyone are solo or duo. So that, you know, allowed us to bring in more acts this year.
Cool.
Yeah. And I want to say it's something like 67% of the bands are Hudson Valley based.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, the pop-up clinic is that sort of new within the last couple of years? I feel like it used to be a lot more like spread out. You'd have to go to different offices.
So it's happened at different places, but it's always that's always been like the heartbeat of the festival. And it's been for the past number of years in the back room of the Old Dutch Church. The Old Dutch Church will also double as our headlining venue this year, where we have like Amethyst Kia and Holly Miranda and Bobcat Goldthwait and Mahogany Brown and many others that I'd be happy to talk about. But then on the backside of the church is the clinic. But one of the reasons I also say that this is going to be the best year yet is because we are doing something that we've wanted to do since the inception of O Positive, which is take this healthcare from 3 days a year and move it to year-round 365-day healthcare. And we just launched our year-round clinic. We had a fundraising event. You were there, mm-hmm. MK. We rented a space in the newly renovated building across the street from Keegan Ailes on St. James Street in Kingston.
And right by your old place.
Right underneath my old apartment. And we brought on our first year-round physician, Dr. Edge. And so what that means is if you are an alum of O Positive, if you've ever painted a mural or made another type of art or performed, a dancer, a musician, you will now have access year-round to a primary care physician.
Okay, this is actually really good to know because I didn't know that and I am an O Positive alum. So.
Yeah, so we're still working. We're still getting through the insurance, working out the paperwork. So we haven't quite got to the point where we've let everybody know because we are not scheduling appointments yet, but mm-hmm. we have the space and we have the doctor. And as soon as the insurance goes through, we're going to be able to reach out to everybody
that is
and start
amazing.
Scheduling. And Dr. Edge is just the first of the many, hopefully many doctors as we'll grow and expand, we'll be able to get other people. But she's really allowed us to launch this.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because I mean, I feel like O Positive has been going on for, do you know how many years off the top of your head?
This will be the 13th.
13 years, lucky number.
Well, 14, the 13th festival, but we had to skip one because of, you know,
right.
the thing.
Voldemort. yeah, so 13, 14 years and, you know, always in Kingston. And it's, I think there's been a couple in, like, there's been Poughkeepsie and some other cities over the years. But, you know, anybody who, I've been living in Kingston since, I think, the first or second year of O Positive. And anybody who's been around that amount of time or longer has probably participated in some way, shape or form in the festival over the years. So that's a lot of people who are going to have access to healthcare who maybe didn't before.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to being able to, like, really get this off the ground and let people know and do what we can do to help people year round. You know, it's a shame that after all this time, we even need to still be doing this. I know, like, Joe and some of the other founders, you know, didn't think that this would still be an issue this many years later. But until, you know, it gets figured out, you know, we'll do what we can. And that being said, you know, tickets are technically on a sliding scale, but they are suggested $75 for the weekend, which I really think we are the cheapest game in town. That's $75 for 3 days of music, of art, of wellness classes, of panels. We're doing a music industry panel that I'm really excited about this year. That's going to be Saturday afternoon at Keegan's, where there'll be kind of like experts from different fields within the music industry. So someone will be there to talk about booking. Someone's going to be there to talk about tech and AI and that role in the music industry. Someone to talk about streaming and royalties, and someone to talk about music licensing and sync.
Cool.
And anyone, you know, the Explore classes are open to the public. If you have a wristband, you can go.
Yeah, wonderful. And really, it's so much fun. It's my favorite weekend. I mean, I usually am working a wedding these days, but Friday and Sunday, I'm frequently there. And on past years when I wasn't DJing, I've done all three. And, you know, once you have that wristband on, you're just bopping around town, poking your head into different places, seeing what's going on. It's so much fun. And it really just makes you, it just gives you a different perspective on the city you live in.
Absolutely. I agree with you. It's been my favorite weekend in Kingston for a very long time.
Yeah. Any art you're particularly excited about, visual art this year?
Yeah, I was just mentioning to you before we got on, there's Chip Thomas, aka Jet Cinerama, who is currently on a flight from Arizona, who has done, he did a mural in the past called Ain't I a Woman? And he's going to be doing a piece on the rail, like on the building that's on the rail trail, where the new Red Owl Collective is. So I'm the new Red Owl Collective right by Tubby's. It's
that rail
trail. Like a consignment. Okay. Yeah, there's so many walking paths and rail trails.
The
Midtown.
The Rail Trail Cafe, I think I was picturing. But yeah. Okay, the Midtown Rail Trail, yes.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that one. Joe Conkra, founder of O Positive, just did his first mural ever.
I just saw it today in person.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is beautiful. The colors are gorgeous. Do you know, I mean, perhaps this is a question for Joe, but I feel like he's probably told you a little bit about the meaning of it.
I will tell you that he said that the meaning is whatever you want to make of it.
Okay.
The meaning is you interpret it however you want.
Okay, because I see dead clown in a body bag being with going to feed the fishes or whatever the monsters used to say, but in a really pretty way. No, I mean that in a very genuine way. It's beautiful.
It is really beautiful.
It's a little funny.
Yeah, I agree. And Joe went through the same process as any other artist or musician that would want to be a part of the festival. He filled out a submission form and had the art committee vote on him.
Okay.
Which is how, you know, we get all the artists and musicians you know, it's all through a submission form and everything. We have a rotating art and music committee each year, and we, you know, go through everything and look through a lot of criteria. Of course, one of them being who has healthcare needs, and, you know, genre diversity and where you're located and many other things. But yeah, it's funny just that Joe, you know, after 13 years was like, I started this festival and now I will apply to do my first mural.
I don't know that I really knew that he was a visual artist, honestly.
Yeah, Joe's work is great. So that painting is kind of like his theme. If you went, he actually has an art exhibit open right now at the Sonnenberg Gallery, which is on Wall Street. And so a lot of his other work is kind of thematic that would fit with the mural he just did.
Awesome. Lara Hope is my guest. We're talking about O Positive. We're talking about Hard Scrabble Day in Red Hook, which is next weekend, just one day, the 23rd. And do you know who else is playing at Hard Scrabble Day
this year? I'm going to look it up. I just saw the schedule online the other day. Let's see.
And it's your full band, who I haven't seen in a while. You guys have been, you tour a lot, but I feel like you haven't had that many Hudson Valley shows lately.
We haven't had that many. I think we'll maybe change that in 2024. But this month, actually, we have quite a few because we have Hardscrabble Day. This Saturday, we're playing the Minetti and Minetti car show in Uptown Kingston on the Pugsley's Barbershop stage with his band, the Sci-Flies, and the Purple Kniff, who I love.
Oh, yeah.
And on the 22nd, we have a rescheduled show at Opus 40 in Saugerties that was supposed to happen, but we got rained out. So I'm excited to play there for the first time. So we actually, there are a few opportunities to see us locally. And our website is larahope.net. That's L-A-R-A, not Laura. L-A-R-A-H-O-P-E.net. And please come check us out. I would love to see you all.
Yeah, that's a heck of a bill at the Minetti car show with, Purple Kniff. I got to get those guys in this studio.
I love them.
Yeah.
They are the best. They're, I'm really happy that they're back at it because their guitar player passed away a couple months ago. And
right.
I didn't know if they would be continuing on, but I'm happy that they are.
Yeah.
All right. Los Hacheros. Oh, and Brasskill.
There you go.
Nice.
I knew there was somebody else I knew on there.
I'm happy to see this. All right. Yeah. There's Family and Kids Entertainment from 10 to 12. Ooh, there's Family and Kids Yoga, Story Time, Nutty Scientists of the Hudson Valley. Oh, my friends, Rap Boy Jr.
Of course. Love them.
Fantastic. We've got the Rock Academy. And then, yeah, great. Brasskill, us, and all right. It's going to be...
That sounds super fun. Brasskill, for anybody out there who's never experienced Brasskill, they're a blast. Just a horn section, just playing the hits.
And Los Hacheros is Latin music.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like a blast.
I am excited. And I'm pretty sure it's a free event.
Yeah. That's next Saturday, Hardscrabble Day. I'm sure we'll be chatting with Mary Karen Smythe about it at some point as well. So we'll tell you more details. But I wanted to obviously pick your brain quite a bit about O Positive because you were on the board there. And so you know all the ins and outs and all the goings on. O Positive. Once again, that's the weekend of the 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's a beautiful weekend in October. It's like the first weekend in October, right?
Yep. We always do it Indigenous Peoples Weekend every year. So hopefully you have that Monday off and you can enjoy Sunday partying. And it's like historically always a beautiful weather weekend.
It truly usually is. I think maybe I've been cold once at O Positive.
Our rain plan is it doesn't rain. O Positive weekend.
Also, I mean, even if it were to rain, which, knocking wood here, there's so many indoor spaces that really all you need is just to throw on a rain jacket or carry an umbrella. And
well, there aren't that many indoor. Oh, well, you can go into a store or a shop, but a lot of our stages are outdoor since, things have changed in Kingston.
Right,
Things have closed and the pandemic changed things. But our headlining venue, like I mentioned, is in the Old Dutch Church. So that is indoors.
This is radio, sir.
And masks are encouraged but optional. And then last year we built we call it the summer stage, and we built it. It's behind our office, which is across the street from the Old Dutch Church, next to the post office. And that was a really fun vibe. We had vendors, and so we're gonna have a stage back there. We've got Keegan Ailes under their tent. We're gonna be doing a street closure in front of Rough Draft on Crown Street on Saturday to be our songwriter stage, headlined by Amber Rubarth. And we're also expanding our expo, which historically has been a street fair, but it's been mostly health and wellness oriented tables. And we'll absolutely have that. And we'll be highlighting one of our partners, Westchester Medical Center. But we've also opened it up to food vendors and craft vendors and really made it into a street fair. And we'll have a stage there with a bunch of music Saturday afternoon. That actually you don't even need a wristband for. You can just come community event and enjoy it and go shopping and see some music and learn about some health and wellness.
Very cool. But I mean, I feel like once you're there and you see it all going on, you're going to just get a wristband.
You got
to
do the rest. And one more. Utility Bikes is our newest venue. We are going to be hosting a show there Friday night.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I love that they have shows there.
Yes. It's great. I'm really happy. They reached out to us and they're really have been so helpful and easy to work with. And I'm excited about their stage Friday.
Yeah. Lara Hope is my guest talking about O Positive, Hardscrabble Day. O Positive is the 6th, 7th, and 8th of October. Hardscrabble is next Saturday right here in Red Hook. Go to both.
Go to both and get your tickets ahead of time for O Positive Festival at opositivefestival.org.
We got one of your songs queued up. How about that?
Oh, fabulous.
Floating down the river, Lara Hope and the Arctones, 98.1 KZE.